Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Jashwin Bajoy, Associate Director and Head of Strategic Engagement and Compliance at Tax Consulting SA. Jashwin, appreciate the time today. The headline is Wild SARS writes off 36.15 billion rand in taxpayer debt. I think everyone looks at that and gets excited and frankly maybe a little bit surprised, because mostly we experience SARS that is sort of quite strong on compliance, rightly so. What's the story here? This is not me not paying taxes. This is debt and money I've owed to SARS, I suspect.
Afternoon, Simon. Thanks for having me on. So yes, very much. It's you know, the numbers come as a shock, but what taxpayers do not know is SARS have been permitting compromises and permanent write-offs and payment arrangements for many, many years. And all it requires is, well, twofold. One, SARS are correctly and proactively engaged. Mm-hmm. And two, there is actual tangible evidence of the respective taxpayers' financial hardship. Where that happens, this does speak then to SARS's strategic objective of voluntary compliance. Whereas if they have to come after non-compliant taxpayers, it's a very different discussion.
I want to get to a lot of that, particularly the financial hardship, in a moment. First question, is this just for individuals, or could this also be a trust, a company?
It's absolutely everything. I mean, mm-hmm. I've done these applications for everything from individuals to companies to trusts, non-trading companies, and even cryptocurrency engaging taxpayers.
Okay. So this is pretty much across the board. The process, and you've said it there already, it's about, I suppose, you've got a problem. You're probably behind on your taxes, or perhaps you've got a bigger tax bill than you thought. First thing is to contact SARS and say, look, I appreciate I owe you the money, but small problem, don't have it. Would that be the first part of that process?
No. So typically the first part is to, one, check compliance, mm-hmm. because no sort of settlement or compromise discussion will even be entertained by SARS if, as an example, the taxpayer has an outstanding tax return. Mm. You know, it's things like that. And then it is to engage SARS. And we typically find where they're legally engaged, they're more amicable to actually settling on the matter, mm-hmm. and submit a laundry list of supporting documentation in the correct SARS accepted format, mm-hmm. requesting a concession in terms of, well, interest and penalties, the capital tax, does it span across, you know, for a company, VAT, PAYE, corporate income tax, is mm-hmm. it just an individual with some admin penalties? Because remember, very importantly, for taxpayers to note, SARS do not follow the in duplum rule. And what that means is your penalties and interest can exceed your capital debt.
Yes. So, which with normal debt, it simply can't. But SARS is as you say, doesn't follow that process. So the other part you mentioned, and it's around the financial hardships. You can't just say to SARS, things are tough. You're going to have to fundamentally prove this to SARS. And of course, SARS in 2024 has a lot of insight. So you need to be honest and transparent with them.
That's exactly correct. And when it comes to actually preparing those supporting documents, it goes beyond just a bank statement. There's a full income and expenditure reconciliation. There's a forecast. There's a lot of accounting that also goes into it to actually prepare a three-year forecast on income and expenditure show that, depending on what you're asking for, you know, are you asking for a simple payment arrangement? Well, then, yes, here's my forecast saying I can afford monthly payments. If you're asking for a bit more, because remember, with a payment arrangement, your interest and penalties remain intact and you're paying it off over 12, 18, 24, 36 months. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a compromise or a settlement, you are asking, one, for a permanent write-off on a portion of that debt, which can be anything from asking to write off 20, 30% up to 90%, which has been my record so far. I've written off 90% of debt for a taxpayer. And all of that is what dictates the extent of documents to be submitted, mm-hmm. as well as how in depth SARS will go on the financial analysis of the taxpayer.
Okay, but I see your point here. There's actually two components to it. The one is, if I'm in arrears owing SARS money, I can get a payment plan and I can agree to a certain monthly amount over a period of time. The other, which you mentioned there, is a settlement and say, look, this is what I owe. Could we come to a one-off figure which I would then pay at the conclusion of the negotiations?
Correct. And if you've got the right negotiator on your side, it could be a compromise coming to a reduced figure that you still get to pay over 12, 18, 24 months. It just depends how that negotiation is done.
And that perhaps is the key point. Your records are 90%. I once got 90, but it was the other way. It was a high score, not a reduction score. This is something that is about experts. This is probably a bit of a minefield for a normal individual out there to navigate.
Correct. And we see it often with trustees, with individuals, even with financial managers and CFOs of companies, where this is not part of your day-to-day duties. This is not something you are particularly well-versed or specialized in. And sometimes we even see it with fellow practitioners and attorneys and accountants. If it's not your day-to-day, you do not know those nuances that you can only learn with experience. And it's very important then to have the correct A team representing you in these negotiations with SARS, because factually, if it goes right, it puts you back on the right path. If it goes wrong, you could lose everything.
Yeah, I take your point in that. Now, particularly like the point is, we all have certain skills. We mustn't then suspect that we are good at other things just because we're good at the first thing. That number I mentioned up top, 36.15 billion rand write down. Is that a record? Is that a sort of a typical average year? To me, I was just surprised that there was any debt write off. Is that a record number or sort of what we typically see?
Yes, so that is actually significantly higher than last year's numbers. And what we have seen is, because SARS are pushing this voluntary compliance, to achieve their objective, there must be some concession on the enforcement of those collections. So where taxpayers voluntarily approach SARS, and SARS have been very vocal, more so this year than we've ever seen before, of saying, listen, guys, here's a letter. We see you have undisclosed crypto. Why don't you file a VDP with us? We would never see that before, where they're actually saying, listen, individually, this is what we want to offer you as a resolution. Same with the compromises, same with the payment arrangements. They're actually sending out emails saying, hey, you owe 800,000 or hey, you owe 8 million. Mm-hmm. Would you like to enter into a deferral arrangement with us? Would you like to file a compromise with us? So it's a very different compliance landscape to what taxpayers are used to, even to what, you know, us practitioners and attorneys are historically used to. But it is certainly, one, a record high in terms of concession made, which technically is deemed to be a loss to the fiscus, yes, but increases, well, taxpayer confidence, trust, and transparency in SARS itself, and also increases their compliance ratio.
Yeah, gets more people into that net, and then obviously taxpayers on. Kind of like a bit of a carrot and a stick. We'll leave it there. It's Jashwin Bajoy, Associate Director, Head of Strategic Engagement and Compliance, Tax Consulting SA. Appreciate the time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.